Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. We welcome back to This Week in America, Dr. Richard Ruling, accomplished medical doctor, author, and biblical scholar known for his thought-provoking work. His book, How It All Ends, delves into the intriguing question many are pondering, are we approaching the biblical end times? Well, according to Dr. Ruling, the answer is a resounding yes. And most people do not know that Muslims will precipitate it, as seen in Christ's warning for all Jerusalem. Dr. Ruling's work encourages contemplation and discussion on the intersection of prophecy, geopolitics, and spiritual preparedness. Dr. Ruling, MD, Master of Public Health, was board certified in internal medicine and taught health science at Loma Linda University. The NIH gifted his school $40 million for a study to learn why the community lived about 7 years longer than other non-smokers. The study supports the benefits of a vegan or vegetarian diet, and many diseases are reversible if we eat wisely. He understands health better and differently than most MDs. Back with us on This Week in America, Dr. Richard Ruling, author of How It All Ends, part of the White Horse series. Dr. Ruling, always a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
So good to be with you, Rick. God bless you, and look forward to sharing today.
We have so much to talk about. If you've got 3 days, we could probably do it justice, but we're going to condense it here a little bit and direct people to Dr. Ruling's website, which is on our screen for the video. I will mention it, and we've got it on our website. You say God won't do anything without revealing it, Amos 3:7. There's a series of events that he wants to reveal to his plan for us from the beginning in Isaiah 46:10. Please share with us how we get to biblical end times from where we were a year ago when, on this program, you projected a huge earthquake in May. And let me begin by asking, what happened? Why did that not happen?
Well, thank you very much for that frank address. The truth is that the biblical year in Exodus 12, verse 2, God says this is the beginning of the month, the first month of the year. It wasn't January. It was in spring, the month of Passover, or what we call Easter. And so the year biblically goes from spring to spring. And I realized that later, that we weren't dead in the water yet. And in the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles for Israel, Hamas did a bad thing, okay? But it is bringing us to the very thing that I'm expecting this spring now, because Zechariah 14 is the last chapter of Zechariah before Malachi and then the New Testament. It's just a few pages before the New Testament in the Bible. It says the day of the Lord comes, and all nations are going to be gathered against Jerusalem. I believe it's all neighboring nations or all Muslim nations. And it says the houses will be rifled, the women ravished, half the city goes into captivity. But I believe that that is the event to initiate biblical stuff that I'm looking for. Thank you.
All of this is in Dr. Ruling's book, How It All Ends, part of the White Horse series. Dr. Ruling, Ruling is R-U-H-L-I-N-G. His website is healthhappinessdestiny.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So much to talk about, so little time on the program today, but the book is available, information again, on his website. So you're saying the first event will be an attack on Jerusalem. You mentioned Zechariah mentions that, in which the city is taken with some atrocities. What's the second event that you see coming?
Well, I can well imagine that those Muslims will celebrate their victory and their mosque and the Quran, which says Allah has no son. Well, we believe the son in the book of Revelation is also the Lion of Judah. And it says in Joel 3:16, we all know John 3:16, God so loved the world, but Joel 3:16 says the Lord will roar from Jerusalem, the heavens and earth will shake. Actually, as the Lion of Judah, Jerusalem is in Judah, and he is protective. The lion roars, and the heavens and earth will shake. That is really, everybody will know it. I believe the whole world will shake. It says heavens, too. I believe it will even change the calendar. Back historically, around 700 B.C., calendars changed from 30 days to 29 and a half days that we now get. And so the months somehow, and with the Gregorian calendar, they don't fit the biblical description. So in Revelation 11:3, God gives his side of the in this controversy between good and evil. He's going to give his side power for 1260 days. That's 3.5 years. Then the beast gets power for 3.5, and it's all over. It's equal time for both sides. And at that point, it will be totally end and second coming. But that's a perspective on basically Muslims attack, take Jerusalem, and the Lord's going to roar, and we will know that big things are changing.
So much to talk about on the program today. So fascinating. Richard Ruling, MD, is our guest. He's the author of the book, How It All Ends. Been on our program a number of times. You'll find those programs in our archives and on YouTube. All you have to do is Google that. The text you just cited, Joel 3:15-16, and the previous one in Zechariah, both have Day of the Lord context. Please, if you would explain what that means from your perspective, and is there any good news coming along with all the bad news?
Yes. Day of the Lord, I believe, is a playback to the night of the Lord when God executed judgment on Egypt. It's that phrase, night of the Lord, is only found once, but day of the Lord is found 25 times. And Ecclesiastes 3:15 says that what is to come has been already. God summons each event back in his turn. So I'm seeing the U.S. as like Egypt, that's going to get judgment. Why? Because we've done a lot of stupid stuff. I mean, you know, we are 50 years from Roe v. Wade, and we have murdered 63 million babies, while Egypt may have done just a few hundred or a thousand, maybe in the through the babies in the River Nile, but we've thrown them in the trash, okay? And the multiple things, I won't go into it because I'm not trying to offend anybody, but basically God says times of ignorance he winks at, but in times of judgment, we got to repent. And repent means change your mind, have a change of mind. And this is not too late. I believe the last 7 years are for changing our minds and going towards God instead of away from him in what we want to do.
You know, I'm just going to ask that. Is it too late? I'm sure there are people who are listening, people who are studying like you have and trying to determine what's going to happen and what their reaction should be. Is it too late, or do we still have time?
I'm confident that the end times haven't even started till we get to that earthquake yet. And I believe that it's going to shake everybody, get their attention. And if we understand that God is a loving God, he forgives us, and he's got a better plan than the New World Order has for us. The biblical perspective is that the New World Order in Revelation 13 is going to compel everybody. You can't buy or sell unless you go along with the system. And it includes false worship. And so time of judgment, which Christ said to read and understand the book of Daniel, because the word Daniel means God is my judge. And there were half a dozen life and death, potentially life or death situations in Daniel 1-6. Each chapter could have been killed. First one, the food wasn't great for Daniel. It wasn't the kind that they were looking for. And he begged, he was wise to ask for a demonstration. Show us, give us 10 days and we'll be as good as the other guys. Well, they were better when their diet. And so, but they could have offended the king because it was the king's diet that they weren't wanting. King's meat, king's wine, king's dainties and all that. They wanted simple stuff. Okay. And really simple is better for us. As a physician, I could tell you. Yes. And hey, the website, by the way, has my book, which has some stuff on health. If you scroll down to Can the Bible Be Trusted, it's about page down about seven times. You see, Can the Bible Be Trusted? And two or three pages below that is a link to a video on health by Cleveland Clinic. It has Cleveland Clinic's cardiologist, Dr. Esselstein, best-selling book and so on. I'm not trying to sell you his book. I'm telling you, my book has a link to his video. Shows how the prescription drugs can be a big problem, and we can reverse your diseases, heart disease, diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, so on, without pills and drugs. And so this is a high value in the book at the website, Health, Happiness, and Destiny. And that book, I'm going to make it free tomorrow, by the way. I'm sorry it's too late. I didn't know when this is being aired, but go to the website, Health, Happiness, Destiny Tomorrow, and click for the link to get a free book.
Another very important topic, and I mentioned briefly in the beginning your background, what you have done, and how you look at things differently than many MDs, and personal story that you went through with your wife and dealing with drug companies, and how successful you've been in getting people to back off some when possible with prescription drugs and eating wisely, all of that at Dr. Ruling's website, healthhappinessdestiny.com. Of course, you'll link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This book we're talking about is How It All Ends, part of the White Horse series. This book is available and all of Dr. Ruling's books on his website, available at Amazon as well. If the good news is in the wedding parables that you talk about, please explain them and how we get there and how important that is for us to know and to understand.
Well, it comes back to a day of the Lord, which is the end time parallel to night of the Lord when God judged Egypt. And when God judged Egypt, they left the next day for the promised land. God took them to Sinai for Pentecost, which is 50 days later. And he said, if you keep my covenant, you'll be to me a kingdom. That's in Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6. But later in Jeremiah 3, verse 14, he says, return to me, I'm married to you. He was regarding the covenant as a marriage relationship. There's no other explanation for that. And the point is that God got an ignorant bride at Sinai. They worshiped a calf 40 days later. And this must not happen to Christ. And in the wedding parables, we need to reinterpret those not as a sudden snatch to heaven, you know, which half of Christians think they're going to be suddenly out of here. And I wish them well, but I don't think so. The Bible in Ecclesiastes 3:15 says, what is to come has been already. And we're going to have to go back through that. God took, he did take Elijah to heaven, but that was after he confronted false worship, okay? And so we have a job to do here on this earth before we're snatched to heaven, and there's a lot of false worship, worth-ship, giving worth to the UN and what it can do when we can see that they have had a poor track record so far, et cetera, and some of their soldiers abuse people and so on, et cetera. So anyway, I'm seeing the wedding parables as reinterpreted in history as like the Exodus, and we can go to the promised land, but God took them there to prove what was in their hearts, and it wasn't good. But in the context of end times, he's going to write his law in our hearts, and we can be ready for heaven. Without the new covenant promise, we would start trouble all over again. If he suddenly snatched us to heaven, then the description of the last church right now is wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Now, really, that's addressed to the pastors who are not looking at some of the things that I've been looking at, and the fact that they have. It's in the book. I don't want to take too much time to explain everything here, but let me just see. Thank you for your consideration of that.
Well, it's interesting. It's all in the book, How It All Ends, by Dr. Richard Ruling, our guest on the program. Let me just ask you here very briefly, how is it that you are aware, you've studied, you really tried to properly interpret, and you're mentioning some people involved in the church, leaders of the church, really are going to be caught off guard with this. How does that happen? Why does that happen?
Well, partly because I think historically the preachers, even from the Bible times, when Christ said in Matthew 16, verse 12, beware the leaven of the Pharisees, but that was during Passover time, they were not to have bread with leaven in it. It was unleavened. When they went out of Egypt, bread wouldn't keep if it had been leavened with yeast and so on, but unleavened bread keeps longer, but it requires more chewing. And today, just like the Pharisees leavened the bread to make it simple, preachers have made things very simple, but it doesn't have the topics that I'm seeing that are an important part of the Bible. When Christ said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God, there's a lot of words I haven't focused on, but I'm trying to focus on what's coming next and how we can understand it better. And I'm seeing that the those topics are part of the wedding that we make with the covenant. In Bible times, Genesis 15th chapter, God is making a covenant with Abraham. And as a burning lamp, he went between the pieces of the sacrifice, as if to say, when men anciently made a sacrifice, they walked between it and said, may I be torn apart if I don't keep my part of the bargain? Well, only God went between the pieces. Abraham didn't have any obligation to do it. But he, fortunately, he took that agreement that God wanted him to make a covenant with him, and he would give him that land for Abraham and his seed. And Abraham, it's the Apostle Paul, who wrote half the New Testament, said, if you are Christ, you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And the point is that that land over there is my land as well. It's not just for Jews. The Jews think it's only for them. And this is why God is going to let them be driven out. They are secular Jews. They really don't care about God. They are there for free land from the UN. Okay, that's what I was told by a messianic rabbi, okay, who referred to the gay parades in Tel Aviv and so on, and a bad situation for the Holy Land. So I would just say, bottom line, God is going to give the land to a combination of Jews who accept Messiah and Christians who accept the biblical laws. And they will be fully, totally compatible. In Ezekiel 37th chapter, God tells Ezekiel to put two sticks together, one for Israel, and I'm defining Israel different than what we think of as that country over there now. It was the 10 tribes, the house of Israel, 10 tribes split off of Judah, which was Jerusalem and the tribe of Benjamin in the south. And so they didn't want the high taxation that the Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, was going to do, and they're going to have their own system, and they established a false center of worship in Dan. And so that's basically it in a quick nutshell, a difference between Israel and Judah, Jews in Jerusalem. Christians have the Jews that split off were taken captive by Sennacherib. They intermarried with Christians. America has more Jews than Christians has, than Israel has. And I believe that if we are Abraham's seed, we are a large part of the kingdom, but we will need to understand the biblical laws that have been leavened by the Pharisees or preachers of our day. Because I'll just give you a for instance or example. The very first seal in Revelation 6 has a contextual link to God's name. John heard thunder in Revelation 6:1, and the thunder in John 12, verse 28 and 29, Christ says, Father, glorify your name. And the people standing around said it thundered. And Revelation 14:1, the 144,000 have the Father's name in their forehead, sealed that way. And in the next verse, there's thunderings. So my point is that the seven topics for a covenant, by the way, the covenants were linked to sevens. Abraham gave Abimelech seven ewe lambs because he wanted a water well. And the proactive person had to give seven of something. And in this case, the difference between the covenant that Israel made, where they simply said they agreed with it, whatever God says, we'll do. Well, they worshiped a calf, and they really didn't, they were out of it, you know. And my point is that God wants us proactive. He wants us to say what we want, and it has to be the things that Christ is looking for, you know, like God's name and even Christ's name, you know. By the way, you'll find this interesting, that there is no J in Hebrew, no J in Greek. How did we get Jesus? Okay. And by the way, names were phonetic. Do you know how they say Christ's name in Italy? It's Jesus. Jesus. Well, Zeus is the savior god of Greek mythology. He saved everybody. You don't even need to repent. Okay? You just appeal to Zeus and he'll save you. Well, that won't work with God. Okay? And so, bottom line, we need God's help to repent. And we need to know the name, okay? And so everybody has some things to learn in this end time. It's not what old-time religion, what is good enough for mom and dad is good enough for me.
Exactly.
We have some things to learn in order to make the journey to where we want to end up, basically. So that's just an example.
So much in the program. The time has gone by so quickly. Several minutes left with our guest Richard Ruling. If you're Googling that, that's R-U-H-L-I-N-G. His website is healthhappinessdestiny.com. We'll talk about what's on his website as we wrap up here in a couple of seconds. But as we go out here, there's much, you've said there's much to be gained with relevance to the news and readiness. Briefly talk about that. Some of us avoid the news because it's so negative and we don't want to hear this, but I get the impression we really should be paying attention to the news. Is that correct?
Well, it is potentially dangerous to interpret the Bible from because we see things and so on. But as one who is familiar with the Bible, yes. And by the way, on that topic, in Genesis 6, verse 13, God saw that the earth was filled with violence, and he was sorry. And he was telling Noah, I'm gonna send a flood, and everybody that wants to be saved can be in the boat, you know. Well, they thought he was crazy because it had never rained, okay? But surprise, it does. My point is, though, that coming back to Genesis 6:13, the earth was filled with violence. Can you imagine what the Hebrew word for violence is? It is spelled H-A-M-A-S, Hamas.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. God wow. knows the end from the beginning to give them that word for what it was. And so, and the prophecies of Daniel, I mean, how we get there. But when Christ said to study the book of Daniel, it was a conflict of a ram and goat. And some people say, oh, those prophecies were written years later just to interpret the history so that God knows it. Well, it's not that way. It is the way the Bible says it, and I'm going to prove it right now with the vision at the time of the end is a goat that flies from the west and stomps a militant Muslim ram in the Middle East, and it breaks its horns. The horns are said to be the kings of Media and Persia in Daniel 8, verse 20, but those countries are Iraq and Iran, and we've done Iraq already. But there is no way this Bible was written up 2,000 years later to tell you the story. God sees it from the end, from the beginning, and we're going to go against Iran. I'm confident of that. When we see Jerusalem compassed with armies and taken, they say, I believe we will be into the deal.
So much information, so little time to talk about it. We've touched the surface. You will find out much more by reading the book, How It All Ends, by Richard Ruling. You'll also go to his website, get information there as well. Information on the other books that Dr. Ruling has written. Our past interviews are available on all of the podcasting networks in the archives and on our website there as well. Doctor, a minute or so left here in the program. Again, talk about the website, what's available at the website, a wealth of information at the website, and you can order your books there as well.
Thank you. The book, How It All Ends, is a good, excellent start. If you're living in Southern California, Megaquake 2024 would be a good bet to consider. And if you see, don't wait till Jerusalem is taken. If you see things maybe a couple months from now after you've read the first book or two and you really want something, the covenant we make is based on the earthquake and seven seals, the seven topics we need for our covenant. When it's like a prenuptial agreement that we are promising Christ, we're going to live for your name, we're going to live for a covenant, we're going to stand up for your statutes and laws, which is Malachi 4:4-5. Remember the law with the statutes. Behold, I send you Elijah. We can be part of the Elijah movement. So anyway, I see those topics, and the earthquake and seven seals is necessary for making the covenant that Christians will need to have.
And information there on your health as well. As Dr. Ruhling mentioned, information on his books, on his website, Health, Happiness, and Destiny. Books available, of course, at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And my thanks to Skylark Media Solutions for arranging our conversation with Dr. Ruhling today. Doctor, it is always a pleasure. Look forward to our next conversation. I'm going to try to make that 4 hours so we've got time to do justice to the topic. It is always a pleasure, sir, to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us on This Week in America.
God bless you. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
It has been our pleasure. The guest, Dr. Richard Ruhling, MD, and the book is called How It All Ends. That's one of several. You'll find information on his website, healthhappinessdestiny.com.
You're listening. Free tomorrow.
It starts free tomorrow. And you'll find all this information there, and you can link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.